Give us what God has laid upon his heart today. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Be in the house of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Sunshine today. I thank the Lord for saving me.
Bless
I thank him for all his blessings.
Yeah.
On me and my family. Amen. I thank him for my family, my church family.
Amen.
For all of you.
Amen.
And I want to thank all of you for all the prayers that you sent up for me, for Jerry and my family.
Bless your Lord.
And the Lord is always there. He'll never let you down.
Yeah,
and I love him and I praise his holy name this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to try to sing these two songs for you. God on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
God on the mountain and he's God in the valley.
Sure yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And he'll be right there with you.
Amen.
I'll pray for him, please.
Bless my sister, Lord. Use her for me, King.
Okay, I'm ready. My music won't play, so I'm going to sing it with us.
Amen.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone.
Yes.
But God sent Elijah to make his word known. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Troubles of this life come by and burdens get you down. You think no one is listening. You think no one's around. Just remember what his word says. Trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven. Help is on the way.
Thank you, Lord.
Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today.
That's right.
Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sister Betty. I've had that happen sometimes that you've been out getting some help, praying somebody'd come, and before you even prayed, they had to already be on the way because you looked up and there they were.
Amen.
Never mind you fellas back in the sound room when someone gives you music, check it before time to play it. Not fussing on you, just give you some pastoral instructions there in the recorder. Just check that, make sure it works before time to play it. That way they're not surprised and you're not surprised and everything will work better. The devil always tries to get in there. I'm glad Sister Betty just went ahead and sung it.
Amen.
So we don't have to have music to sing. It's nice if we have it, but we make spiritual matter in our hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
So that's all that matters. We got folks, we're going to ask Brother Robbie to get ready to come. We've got folks today that are watching by internet. And actually, we don't know who's watching. It goes out everywhere. We stream the services live. And that's a blessing. We have a lot of folks not able to come to church. And that's a blessing for them. They got it fixed somehow where it comes right over their TV. And they can watch it on their TV. Of course, if you're not sick and you just didn't come today, you can stay at home watching it. Now, that's pay-per-view.
Yeah.
We'll send you a bill at the end of the month. Okay? I've noticed, over several years of being in the ministry, you notice some things. And I've noticed that I know some folks say they're sick and they don't come to church. If they're not sick, they will be. But we're glad you're here. We're glad for all those that are watching by the way of the internet. We're glad that we're full. Folks can't see this out watching, they just see this area right here, but we're full from front to back.
Praise the Lord.
And God has blessed us with that now for a long time.
Amen.
Brother Bill, go ahead. You want to say something?
Yes. I want to give God a little praise.
Thank you.
In prayer room, things we ask for prayer. My brother-in-law's brother, he had to have open heart surgery. They did 3 or 4 days ago. The main artery was leaking and going into his chest, and it's going into his lungs. They didn't know they had any hope for him or anything, you know. He was a lost man. He didn't want to go nothing, hear nothing about it. But so yesterday they done surgery on him. They done an x-ray again. And what they done when they went in there, when they got in, they was they done triple bypass, but the lungs and the side of the heart that, you know, where it's bleeding, had stopped. It wasn't bleeding no more. And that was their biggest concern, so they didn't give him any chance. But when they got in there yesterday, they was doing the surgery. They done the triple bypass, but when they got in, that heart was a different heart. They said it was totally different. They couldn't figure out what had happened. And it wasn't bleeding. It stopped. And so they got to do the triple bypass on him. The doctors, when it was over with, they told him that they didn't know how that, you know, right, something powerful had happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And,
that's fine.
You know, I asked prayer for him, asked everybody for them, pray for him, you know. And, but so when he came out, the doctor, when he got to where he talked to him, told him, you know, that something other had special had happened to him.
Amen.
He was a total different heart patient. But that heart was, they could work with it. And before, they didn't have any chance of doing it. But, he's in, still in ICU, but they said it went great. They had a heart there that they could work with, but they didn't have to start with.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He is responding to, you know, that somebody done something, you know. He knows that God done something for him.
Thank you. Amen.
And his kids didn't want to, before they didn't want to have anything to do with it and everything. And so they were saying now that they want to go to church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's good.
So,
praise the Lord.
But
so
I just want to give God a
thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Mr. David. We appreciate that. And he's got that heart speaks now, and we just need to pray to get that new spiritual heart.
Amen.
All right, we're going to ask Brother Rodney to come this morning, and you get your Bible, and he'll tell you where to turn, and we'll get right into the Word of God. All right, let's stand if you would, please.
Bless him, Lord.
Jude.
Look at Jude.
Don't need to tell you what chapter.
That's right, brother.
Two verses for our text this morning, verses 22 and 23. And if some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, taking even the garments spotted by the flesh. Let us pray. Our Father, this morning we come by way of the dust at the foot of the cross. Nothing in our hands we bring today, Lord. Simply we cling to the cross of Calvary. Lord, we bring nothing to the table. We have nothing to bring.
Bless my brother, Lord.
We find a table fully furnished and our cup overflowing.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's all because of your grace.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We stand this morning in the holiest of all before the mercy seat where the blood of Jesus has been placed.
Bless my brother, Lord.
Your holiness has been satisfied and your wrath has been appeased. We're accepted in the beloved in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we want to hear from you today. But we don't want just another Sunday morning meeting.
Bless him, Lord.
We want your presence.
Yes, Father.
I want you to speak to our hearts. Lord, I can speak to the ear. I cannot speak to the heart. Holy Spirit of God, do a work in our midst today.
Yes, Lord.
Convict our hearts of our sin.
Yes.
Our failures.
Yes.
Draw us closer to you.
Shortcomings. Yes,
Lord, today save the lost, whether they be here in this place or listening.
Yes.
Somewhere else. Do a work we ask. Trusting in you, we're counting on you. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you seated? You and I owe the debt.
That's right.
Yes.
We could not pay.
Amen, yes. Brother Rodney.
Nothing, absolutely nothing could we do to pay for our sins.
Right.
God in His mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who came, died and paid the debt of our sin.
Amen.
Now through faith in Christ, our sin debt has been paid once and for all.
Thank you.
If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, you are forgiven.
Amen.
A child of God, once for all redeemed for Christ for eternity.
Amen. Amen.
If you are not a born-again child of God, that can be changed here today.
Yes.
If you'll just simply put your faith in Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
But after that our sin debt was paid and we became a child of God, immediately we became debtors.
Yes, you're right.
We now have another debt that we are to live the rest of our Christian life on this earth paying.
Yes.
That debt. Paul wrote to the church at Romans in chapter 1, I am debtor both to the Greeks and barbarian, both to the wise and the unwise, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also.
Amen.
We owe the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
To the lost.
Yes.
All around.
You're right.
We owe the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost in foreign countries.
That's right.
We have a debt that we need to be working faithfully, attempting to pay as we take the good news of Christ to a lost and dying world. Now, here in the book of Jude, a little book that was written to warn believers of false teaching, of false teachers.
Yeah.
A false pastor.
Amen.
A false religion. Here it comes down to the end. And he wants us to understand that there are many people that have been blinded by religion.
Amen.
There are many, many people that believe today that it is because they are good, moral, maybe even going to church people, that thereby they will go to heaven.
That's right.
They've been blinded by the God of this world.
Yes.
They are yet today in darkness.
Amen.
They think there's anything they can do that will save them. If you're trusting in anything other than the finished work of Christ upon the cross of Calvary, you are not a born-again child.
Amen. Amen.
Only the blood of Christ can wash away your sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, the bottom line, you and I who know Christ must warn you. Those who are still in darkness, we must be the light, whereby they might know the good news of salvation and come to Christ and be saved. There are three attitudes in these two verses I want us to look at this morning that we must have if we're going to be that light to a lost and dying world. First of all, in verse 22, he says, of some have compassion.
Amen.
Yeah.
Making a difference.
That's right.
Amen.
Compassion. Moses, a people that rebelled against him so often, a people that once wanted to kill him and get another leader and go back to Egypt. When God had had enough and God said, I am going to destroy this people and raise up a nation from your offspring, Moses prayed.
Yeah.
For the people. Moses interceded for the people. And Moses said, Lord, blot me out.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. Of the book that you have written.
Amen, Brother Rodney.
In order to deliver and forgive the Israelites of their sins, take me from among the living. I'm willing to die in their place. We know Paul. He prayed that prayer.
Yeah.
He said, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. He was consumed with the fact that his people were not receiving the Messiah that had come to deliver them from their sins.
Amen.
And he even prayed and said, that he was willing to be excursed from Christ.
Mm.
If that would bring about the salvation of his people. Think about that for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul is saying here, I am willing to be separated from God for all eternity in the lake of fire if that would cause my people to come to know Christ.
Amen.
As their personal Savior. He had compassion.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion. Jesus wept over Jerusalem and prayed for Jerusalem. Jesus left the glory of heaven.
Yes.
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 The majesty. The worship. He took upon himself a body of flesh and blood, made of the dust of the ground, made like unto a creature.
That's right.
He lived on this earth. He who filled the oceans with water knew what it meant to be thirsty.
You're right.
Yeah.
He who created all the universe, he knew what it meant to grow tired.
That's right.
He who filled the fields and the trees with fruit and grace, he knew what it meant to be hungry.
Amen.
Amen.
And he lived a life on this earth. And he fulfilled the law in every point in your place and in mine.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then he went one night into the garden to pray. The Garden of Gethsemane. Knowing that going there, they would come in a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take him away. And he prayed. His sweat, as it were, great drops of blood.
Amen, Brother Rodney.
Right.
Said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy be done. Three times he prayed that prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
God strengthened him.
Yes.
Then they came, middle of the night. They bound him. Almighty God, they bound him there in the garden.
Like about it.
They took him before the Jewish leaders, a mock trial. Then they led him to Pilate, where he was scourged.
Mm-hmm.
Many men never survived the scourging.
Right.
Yes.
The body flowing, the blood flowing from his back. Crown of thorns placed upon his head.
Mm-hmm.
The mocking, spitting in his face. Think about that. Man, puny man, spitting in the face of eternal God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. They led him up Calvary's Hill. They took him. They nailed him. The old rugged cross.
Amen, brother.
Nailed that cross. His body broken. His blood flowing.
Right.
He suffered terrible physical anguish and torment. From 9 to 12. And then at noon, something took place that I do not believe we will ever fully understand.
Amen, Brother Roger.
Yes,
right.
Right.
At noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The holy, pure, precious Son of God. God who hastens, despises, and disgusted by sin.
Yes.
My filthy, wretched, vile, my sin.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord, bless him.
Yeah.
Faith for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there on the cross.
Yeah.
As Jesus Christ became sin, the Father poured his wrath, the wrath that I
Amen.
The punishment that I should receive. Jesus Christ received the wrath of God.
Amen.
And the Father turned his back and abandoned the Son when Jesus Christ became sin. Jesus did not deserve that.
Amen, brother.
Jesus had never done anything wrong.
That's right.
I deserve that.
Greater love.
You deserve that.
Right.
Why did he do it? Compassion.
Yeah.
Yes.
He cared. I'm thankful that he cared today.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he was willing to take that cross. He was willing to be nailed there. He was willing to die in your place and in mine. I'm thankful that he did that for us today.
Amen.
Now what about you and I? Do we care? Do we have compassion for lost souls? Oh, some have compassion making a difference. The greatest act of compassion is not feeding an orphan. It's not helping a widow. We should do those things.
Yes.
The greatest act of compassion is telling someone about their need of Christ, about Calvary, that Jesus has died in their place and wants to save them.
Yes.
Do we care? Does it matter to us that people are lost in their sin? Many times are we more concerned about what someone may think about us or how someone may react than we are about their eternal soul. Jesus had enough compassion to go to Calvary and die for you and for me. Do we not care enough to walk across the street?
Amen, preacher.
Do we not care enough to call someone on the phone? Do we care? We must have compassion if we're going to reach this world with the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Right. The second truth we see here in verse 23, others saved with fear. Pulling them out of the fire. I've been in Haiti for just a little while, visiting up in the mountains with a pastor. Went into a home. The little girl there, about 8 years old, she had a cough, a rattly cough. Cough down deep in her chest. There in Haiti, disease is prevalent. And things you haven't heard of for here for years, they're in Haiti. And tuberculosis kills many people in Haiti. The pastor, he heard her wheezing. He heard her cough. He knew that no doubt she had tuberculosis. And he made the statement, "Un crane pour vous," which simply means, "I fear for you. I fear for you." He knew that if she continued without any help, any treatment, that eventually the tuberculosis. When I realized what was going on, we got her down, we got her the help she needed, and she got the medicine, and she was okay. But that statement, "I fear for you." Here, Jude says, others stay with fear, pulling them out of the fire. "I fear for you."
Yes.
I believe today we have been so preoccupied with the love of God. And don't get me wrong, we could never exhaust the subject of the love of God. But we have failed to remember that God is a God of holiness,
yes,
justice, a God of wrath and indignation against sin,
man,
a God that hates and despises sin,
man,
a God who is, the Bible says, a consuming fire, a God that hates our sin. And when we forget that, it waters down the love of God.
Yeah, right.
When we understand how much God hates our sins, and yet He cares for us, that magnifies His great love. But it is necessary that we not forget what lies ahead for those who do not know Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Many people today think, "Well, as long as I'm a good person, that God loves me, and God, he'll figure something out in the end. I'll be good enough. I'll make it." No, folks. You won't make it either. You won't make it. God demands perfection.
Yes.
Amen.
God demands righteousness.
Amen.
We do not have that.
That's right, brother.
We cannot attain that in ourselves.
Right.
And if we die without the righteousness of Christ being applied to our account, the Bible is very clear on what awaits us. Turn, if you would, hold your place here. I want you to look at one other passage this morning, 2 Thessalonians. I want you to see, folks, this is New Testament. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Notice what Paul says here, to you who are troubled,
rest
with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angel, Jesus is coming back.
Right.
What will it be like? Look at verse 9. Verse 8. In flaming fire.
Mm-hmm.
Taking vengeance on them that know not God. Mm-hmm. That obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power.
Amen.
That is the God that loves us enough to send his Son to die for us, and yet to die without Christ. This is what's waiting.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Everlasting destruction.
Right.
God wants to save the lost.
Yes.
He sends you and I with the gospel.
Amen.
So they might be saved. We must go with the message. We must go knowing that all who die without Christ are hopelessly lost.
Amen.
We need to be afraid of what awaits.
Amen.
Yeah.
We
need to be afraid of what awaits our neighbors.
That's right, by the way.
We need to be afraid of what awaits our co-workers. The Bible calls it the lake of fire.
Yeah.
The lake of fire. We need to realize that those who die without Christ, no matter how good, moral, or upright they may be, are eternally lost.
Amen.
And will spend eternity in the lake of fire. We need to fear for them, folks.
Yes, you're right.
We need to be afraid for them. There's coming a day known as the Great White Throne.
Yeah.
When the lost of all the ages will stand before God. Well, they won't hear that day that it wasn't about how good they were. It wasn't about how sincere they were. They will realize that day that the judge on the throne is the only one who can deliver them from their sin.
That's right.
Amen.
They will stand there that day without an advocate.
That's right. Amen.
They will stand there that day without hope.
That's right.
Right.
No excuse.
They will hear Jesus say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. You know today that you and I are going to be there.
That's right, brother.
The Bible says that we will judge the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you realize today that the Bible does not tell us that God wipes away all of the tears until chapter 21 of the book of Revelation after the great white
judgment. Amen, brother.
Can you imagine standing there that day as a believer?
Yeah, listen.
Yep. Seeing a son.
Yep.
Yeah.
A daughter.
Yep. That's right.
A grandchild.
Amen, brother.
A father or a mother.
That's right.
A friend.
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor.
Yeah.
Amen.
No hope.
That's right, brother.
They've already spent at least a millennium in hell.
Right.
Now they're being judged to spend eternity in the lake of fire.
That's right.
Amen.
That day, we will care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Hey. Amen.
That day, our hearts will break.
Yeah.
For lost souls.
That's right.
That day, we will shed tears for those who do not know Christ.
That's right, brother.
Right.
The folks, that day will be too late.
That's right.
Amen.
We need to care now.
Amen.
We need to be concerned now.
Amen.
Every morning, I pray. I say, Lord, burden my heart for lost souls.
Bless you, brother.
Burden my heart for lost souls.
Amen.
About a month ago, I prayed that prayer. I thought to myself, why do I have to pray that prayer? Don't I believe in a lake of fire? Don't I believe that the lost will go there for all eternity? My cousins, my aunts and uncles who do not know Christ.
Right.
Don't I believe? Why do I have to pray that prayer? A burden for souls ought to be automatic, folks.
Amen, brother.
Right.
It ought to be automatic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They all can do something.
Yep.
Amen.
They all can do something.
Oh, Lord. Absolutely.
Yesterday morning, just for about an hour, I went out to the community where our local church is, door to door, just giving out tracts. Anybody can go to the church. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that. Can you imagine that day, someone that God had called to go to the foreign mission fields and refused to go? Whole tribe of people never heard the gospel. No one ever told them. Jesus shed his blood for them, yes. Jesus loved them, yes, but no one ever went with the message. The whole tribe of people ushered into the lake of fire, eternity without God. Can you imagine being that one that didn't go? How would you feel that day? The Bible talks about God requiring their blood.
Yeah.
At our hands.
Yeah.
If we don't tell them. If we don't care. Hmm. 2 months into this year now. I'd like to encourage you, if you have a prayer list, if you don't, somewhere right on a piece of paper, 5 or 6 names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just 5 or 6 names of loved ones or neighbors or friends that you know, as far as you know, are lost without Christ. Begin to pray every day.
Yes.
Amen.
Begin to pray every day that God would help you.
Yes.
In some way, somehow, show them the way of salvation.
Amen.
That God would begin to work on their heart. That we not wait to the throne of the great white throne to shed tears for lost souls and our lost loved ones. That we begin today to show some concern for people without Christ. I challenged this at a church earlier in January, and a grandma. She wrote the name of her grandson. She began to pray for grandson to be saved. Just a few weeks later, he received Jesus Christ as
his Praise the Lord.
Because she came.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she prayed.
Right.
Why don't we care?
Yeah.
Why don't we care? Do we not believe the Word of God? Do we not believe the Bible tells us, yes, there is a lake of fire? One of the truth here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Latter part of verse 23. Hating even a garment spotted by the flesh. What does that mean? Hating even a garment. As we go to the law with compassion, fear of what awaits them. He says here, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. The Bible compares our manner of life with clothing. In Ephesians, it talks about putting off the old man, putting on the new man.
Right.
Unbelievers. In God's eyes, all they have is filthy rags.
That's right. Right.
All they have. No matter how good they may be, all they have in God's eyes
right.
is filthy rags.
Amen.
Therefore, as we go to them, we love the lost. We want to reach the lost. But we hate the sin.
Yes.
We know it's their sin that has caused them to be lost, just like we were.
Amen.
We want to reach them with the good news of salvation. We love their soul, but we hate their sin. Hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. How do we do that? How do we hate their sin? It starts by hating our own sin.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. We'll never hate their sin till we hate our sin. We'll never understand how devastating sin is in their life until we've understood how devastating sin is in our life, even as children of God, how devastating sin is in our life.
Yes.
And we're never going to understand and hate our sin as we ought to hate our sin until we seek after holiness.
Amen.
Holiness.
Amen.
I think we can still preach that in Baptist churches today.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible. Be ye holy, God said, for I am holy. Be not conformed to this world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I've got to constantly be aware.
Right.
As I go to try to reach the lost,
I've got
to be aware of my flesh.
That's right, brother.
Yes. A few years ago, someone asked me the question, what's been your greatest hindrance living in Haiti as missionaries all these years? I said, you're looking right at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that.
Amen.
You're looking right at him every day. Every day, folks, it's a battle. If you don't realize that as a child of God, every day you're in a battle with the flesh, you've already lost.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You've already lost. Mm-hmm. Every morning we must get up and we must die to self.
Right.
We must deny self. We must take up our cross.
Yes.
We must understand that our flesh is depraved. It is at enmity with God.
Amen.
We must never underestimate the power of our sinful flesh.
Amen, Lord.
And then We must live a life of separation from the world. We must live a life of separation from the world. We will never be useful to the world if we are being shaped by the world.
You're right.
Yes.
As a love for the things of this world has infiltrated the church, it has watered down and weakened our witness.
Amen.
One reason why the church has so little influence over the world is because the world has so much influence over the church.
Yeah.
Holy. What kind of salvation would Jesus have given us if He had not lived a holy life?
Amen.
Right.
We have no salvation, folks.
Right.
If He sinned but one sin, we have no hope.
Right.
Amen.
And as we, day by day, allow the world to influence our thoughts, our living,
amen,
our talk, we're not the life that God wants us to be for those around us.
Amen.
The eternal destiny of sinners is the lake of fire. God will hold us accountable.
That's right.
God will hold you and I as believers accountable if we have not paid the debt we owe to the lost all around us and throughout the world. There are many lies, one truth. Only one message can say. Salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ is not of works.
Amen.
It is the gift of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Every morning, when I pray and spend some time thanking the Lord for the blessings of my life, I never fail to thank Him that I was born on a farm in West Central Indiana, in a home where I heard the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I could have been born in a Catholic home.
Yeah.
In the Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could have been born in a Buddhist home.
That's right.
In Myanmar.
That's right.
I could have been born in a voodoo home in Haiti.
Yeah, having a farm.
I could have been. But I thank God that I was born in the home.
Amen.
So I heard the gospel. Maybe you weren't, but at any rate, you heard the gospel.
Amen.
You thank God that you heard the gospel that you're saved today.
Well,
there. Well, I think, what about that little boy that was born in that Catholic home in the Philippines? What about that one that was born in the Buddhist home?
Yeah.
In Myanmar. The one that was born in a voodoo home.
Amen.
In Haiti.
Yeah.
What about them?
Amen, brother.
Right.
If I was there, if I was them, wouldn't I want someone to come and tell me about Jesus?
Yes. Amen.
Folks, we cannot fail.
That's right.
We cannot fail.
Amen.
If we fail, souls perish.
That's right.
Without Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't have to go to a foreign country. They're right in your neighborhood.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
They're all around us. How many people this week will the Lord allow our paths to cross?
Amen.
And maybe in God's design, in God's providence, that is His one time for them to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I am that light. And if I fail,
amen, brother.
What about their eternal soul?
Right. That's right. That's right.
You need to care for them. You need to be afraid for what lays ahead for the lost.
Amen.
We need to live lives separated unto God.
Yeah.
Fill us and use us for His honor and His glory.
Amen.
Do you care? Does it matter to you?
Amen, brother.
That you have loved ones. That you have friends. That you have neighbors. That are right now, if they were to die, would spend eternity in the lake of fire. God break our hearts.
Yeah.
For lost souls.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We can't do what needs to be done.
Mm.
The multitudes. There's so many.
Help us, Lord.
Lord, help us to do what we can.
Yes.
Help us to care. Oh God, burden our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Burden our hearts for lost souls.
Help us, Lord, even today.
Lord, I pray today that we would examine our hearts and we'd be honest with you today.
Yes,
Lord, if there's not that concern that we ought to have,
Oh God, help us to fall at your feet and pray for a broken heart for lost
souls. Lord.
Lord, help us to see what awaits the lost. If there's someone here without Christ, help them to understand that they're right now, even now in the fire. We want to help them get out.
Oh,
Lord. Thank you, come today for salvation. Lord, I pray for your working in hearts and lives.
Help, Lord.
We need you today. We need to care. We need to be concerned. Break our hard hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, name.
Amen.
Pastor, if you come.
Well, thank you for your mind, Richard. Let's stand with you, Lord. Lord, the message today. You know, I was going around and asked every person here this morning if you care about lost souls. Lord, save, I believe you say you do. Lord, maybe. How about that? You know, the Bible said, Lord God. The Bible said, Lord God, and his words,
Lord, I pray
you overcome. It said, and deeds are true. In other words, it's not just enough to say, I love lost souls. That's not really the kind of love. That's not a real, genuine love.
Right.
If it's really love, then you are praying to somebody. You do have that couple of names on the list. You have been over to that neighborhood that's lived there for years or just moved in. You are getting a handful of tracks,
Lord,
going out behind the own doors. You are using your social media to invite folks to the house of God. Folks, I found out a lot of times they say nobody cares anymore. I found out it's not so much they don't care anymore, it's we don't care.
Lord, you put this truth.
And as you speak right, we need to ask God to touch our hearts. It's easy to get that way. The way the world is, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, a lot of things going on in everybody's life. Well, we just really got to stay in church, stay in the Word, stay on our knees, stay in prayer and asking God to help us to have compassion for those that are lost. I believe that if we show that compassion, we do what we can, I believe that God will show us that it helps, it works, that God uses it. Amen. I was preaching on the radio years ago. I was just a young preacher, and I was preaching out of 1 John. Preached that day and I was talking about love and all of that. And a lady called me after the service was over. And I never forgot what she said. She said, Preacher, said, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Bless you, Lord.
Boy, that's true. They don't care if you know all the theology, all the word meanings of Hebrew and Greek. What really touches them is when you're talking to them, they see that tear trickle down your face.
Lord,
they hear in your voice that real concern. And that's what he preached about, having compassion, making a difference. It has to make a difference in you. Bible said you'll enforce sowing the seed, precious seed, and weeping. And said you'll come again rejoicing. All right? Thank you for coming this morning. We're going to have an altar call. And maybe you need to ask God to help you with that this morning. If you do, I want you to come down and pray. God will be gracious to help you this morning. Help me this morning.
Amen.
And then, if you're here today and you're not saved, you heard the gospel today, we want to invite you to come down today to the altar, ask the Lord to come into your heart. If you need help, we take the Bible. God has a plan. It's called the plan of salvation. It's God's plan, not man's plan. And when you follow it, it works. And we'll take the Bible and show it to you, all right? Father, thank you for the message today. And we pray that, Lord, to be fruitful, not just here in the next few moments, but in the days, weeks, months to follow. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen, brother.
128.
earth with you, as far as earthly goods, and that's true. The Bible says you brought nothing into this world, and it certainly will take nothing out. Someone asked me one time, said, the Bible said all the way our treasures is up in heaven. So yeah. How do you do that? I said, the only way I know how to do that would be you'd have to invest in something's going there.
Yes, right.
And lost souls that get saved are going there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're saved and born again, the Bible says you have within you
that treasure.
What's called the spirit of witness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's impossible to have a spirit of witness in you and him there to witness through you.
Amen, Brother Rick.
But think about it.
Yeah.
So, I want to encourage you. Maybe you're timid, backward, shy. This will help you right here.
Yeah, straight in the wrist.
That'll fight for you.
Right.
All you got to do is handle that. And gospel's in there. And it tells people what they need to know right there, okay?
Amen, Brother.
So do what you can to win others to Christ. Someday you'll. It's important today, but as he preached, someday it'll be really important.
Yes.
You look around and see people that you and I failed to witness to that God put right in our path. They're all
Amen.
Around us every day.
You're
thousands
right.
and millions of people lost. And I'll tell you one thing, if you don't want to do it, don't pray and ask God to show you somebody to witness to tomorrow if you don't want to witness to
them. Amen. Amen.
Because he's going to put them all around you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for coming. Brother Fitzsimmons is going to be back at the back.